You are welcome to the 5 Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Matthew chapter 14. We will read from verse 27 to 31. But straight away, Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? This passage, there are many things to learn from it. And when Jesus told them that it is I, be of good cheer, I've heard a preacher say that when Jesus was saying to Peter, O thou of little faith, why did thou doubt? That what he was rebuking Peter for was that Peter didn't believe when Jesus said, it is I. Well, we are not too sure that could be true, but that will have some difficulties because they saw somebody on the sea that looks like a goat, a ghost. And then they may not be sure who the person really is. But be that as it may, we need to note a few silent issues in that passage. The first thing I want to note in that verse 27 is that Jesus said, be not afraid. I want you to please note that because you will see the problem of Peter later on. The second thing is that all of them had the opportunity to walk on water, but only Peter walked on water. And the reason is that Peter knew Christ so much that if it is Jesus, it wouldn't be a problem for him also to walk on water. Many of you have settled it in your heart that the things Jesus did, you can't do it. Even though he said, the things that I do, you will do, and greater things than this. You read that scripture, but you really don't believe it. But as far as Peter was concerned, anything Jesus could do, Jesus could also make him to do that thing. So you see, sometimes you are wondering why is God working with this person like this. But you had the same opportunity, the same scripture, the same Holy Ghost, the same faith. You could have also pursued the Lord like that. The other disciples could have experienced walking on water. But they sat down there. They didn't say, Lord, if it was you, bid me come. That's why our walk with God is individual. Don't join other people. Don't join those people in the boat. Don't say, well, if John is not saying anything, if Andrew is not saying anything, who am I, Thomas, to talk? But Peter spoke for himself. Peter expressed his own mind that, Lord, me, I would like to experience this if this is you. He believed that the Lord could make it happen, and the Lord made it happen. Now, but you see, in verse 30, the Bible says, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. Now, look at what Jesus said at the beginning. Be not afraid. And I noticed that, you see, Peter was already walking on water. Ha! He was already walking. It's not as if he didn't have faith to start. He was already walking. Be careful. The fact that you are in faith does not mean that you cannot go out of faith. He was already walking. He was already on water. Satan brings fear in order to kill faith. The devil will bring fear so that faith can go. You see, fear and faith, they don't work together. The way Satan will make you lose faith is to bring fear. That's why you are afraid. That's why many things are coming to your life. God told the children of Israel, go and take over the promised land. But what did the devil do? He showed them giant in the land to create fear in their heart. And that created unbelief. Go and check your unbelief. The source of it is actually fear. Why is it that we don't trust God? You are actually afraid. If I trust him, what if he fails me? Be very careful. If Satan notices that you are walking in faith, he will introduce fear. And then you will start getting afraid. And the fact that you are already walking in faith does not mean when fear comes, you may also not give in. So you've got to be careful. Note that Peter was already walking on water. It's not that he lacked the faith to walk on water. He was already walking on water. What he saw made him afraid. You've got to be careful. There are fears that terminate faith. You may start so well. You may be strong. You may believe that this is the word of the Lord. Some of you, God convicted you of a matter. God said, I want you to take this step. I want you to repent this way. I want you to leave this place. Leave that place. You believed it. You knew the Lord spoke to you. But then when it came to execution, suddenly something began to say to you, if you take this step now, won't you suffer? If you do this now, won't you be disgraced? If you do this now, won't you be ashamed? Do you know what is happening? Satan is bringing fear. That fear can paralyze you. You will not be able to take that decision. Even though you were so convicted that this was from the Holy Ghost, you will just remain in one spot. You may now begin to look for a way to defend your disobedience. Begin to explain it. Begin to give logic. Don't you understand it, that obedience is not logical? When God told Abraham, leave your father's house and go to a place I will show you. Does that make sense? Everyone that obeyed, simply obeyed, not knowing the consequence of their obedience. Be very careful. And then he began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately, the Lord reached forth his hand and caught him. Now, the Lord saved him. Okay? So, despite that fear, Jesus stepped in. You also can cry to him today. Maybe you were already walking with the Lord. You believed him, but fear came in. You know, I met a man and we were talking one day and I said, sir, what do you think God called you to do? He said, God called him into a ministry. I said, why didn't you go into it all this while? He said, oh, you know, he has kids and he needs to take care of those kids. I said, don't you think God knows you have children and he will take care of those children? Ah, he said, my brother, it's not easy like that too. And you could see that the call of God was upon his life. But as I'm speaking to you, I think he will be retiring this year. So the job that he didn't want to leave, that job is, he has probably retired this year or is going to retire this year, 2025. It has come to an end. Can you imagine? 35 years in service. But God had been telling him to go and do what he called him to do, but he refused to do it because of salary that he was earning. You see, it was fear that paralyzed him. He couldn't take that decision because he was afraid. That's why I'm saying that fear will paralyze faith. That's why, brethren, you need the shield of faith more than anything. The Bible, that's why the scripture says, above all, take the shield of faith. It says, above all, take the shield of faith, that you may be able to quench every fiery dart of the enemy. One of the darts that the enemy threw is fear. He keeps throwing fear at you. He keeps throwing fear at you. Oh, if you refuse to compromise, you may lose out. If you confess, look at what will happen. Do you want to confess? No, don't confess. Just continue to go in sin and iniquity. My dear brothers and sisters, cry out today, and Jesus will also save you. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.